learn how to build your faith on God's Word, and live a life of 100% victory 100% of the time. As you listen to the Senior Pastor, Davis Christian Center, Pastor Kingsley Okunkwo, and expect God's Word to work for you.
We know that better is the end of a matter than the beginning thereof. We decree that this will be a harvest season. We decree that this will be a season of answers, a season of miracles. All the seeds and efforts and applications and proposals and all the things we have planted in the first half, we decree in this last half we will receive the harvest. We will receive a favorable response in the name of Jesus. If you receive it one more time, give the Lord a praise. Woo! Glory to God. Shake somebody as you take your seat. Hallelujah. Before we proceed, I want you to watch this video. Amen. One day we should just watch movie in church. No preaching. Just watch movie. Praise God and share popcorn. Hallelujah. Those are great, great stories. There are many more great stories of how the journey has shaped people's lives. If you are a serious Christian that wants to grow, then you have to register for the journey. Most times what we do on Sunday is just like a celebration service. We can't have time to go into the Word of God the way we want to. You can't ask questions. But the journey class, you go deeper into the Word, and you can ask questions so they can expound the Word of God better for you. So if you're a Christian serious about growing, you have to register for the journey discipleship class. What Jesus said we should do is that we should go into the world and make disciples, not make members. Not make church attenders, say make disciples. So just coming to church on Sunday doesn't mean you're yet a disciple of Jesus Christ. You're a church attender, yes, it's a good thing, but it doesn't yet translate to being a disciple. And what God really wants is to make you a disciple. So if you have never registered for the journey, you've never done it, or you've done one or two sets, you've not finished, you can see that they are in modules, so you have to finish it. Short things, four weeks or something like that, but weekends, Saturdays, you have to take advantage of it and do it. That's that guy that is security guy. You heard his story. He used to pay somebody to take his post just to attend that class. And today he's better off for it. He's no more a security man. He's now one of the visual guys in church. And he has done courses and everything along those lines. He's doing better now. Yes. He's married now. Penny, how many children do you have? With one child. He's married now with one child. You know, so the word never leaves you the same. Never does. So, I don't know who you are or what is going on, but you need to register for this journey class. When is this one starting? It's this Saturday. So, you have to register today. Register today after the service. It's starting on Saturday. It's very powerful. It's our discipleship class. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. And coincidentally, they all kept talking about the Holy Ghost. And coincidentally, today, we're starting a series on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Listen, guys. I don't know yet if there is anything many people have not tapped into, like the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Many Christians have not tapped into it. Many Christians have not tapped into it. It's one of the things that God gave us to have victory in this life. It's one of the things that God gave us to have victory. See, I've learned over the years, one of my secrets as a Christian is meekness. I don't argue with God. When I see people argue with God, I would just be shocked that, who are you? Who do you? As in, God said something, you are debating it. As who? As who? Your brain, God used sand. Your brain that is causing you problem. God used sand to make it. It cannot be telling you how to relate with God. If God says something in His Word, you take it and run with it. The word of God will not reduce to line up with your thinking. It's your thinking that will increase to line up with the word of God. He said, as the heavens are far from the earth, so is God's, his ways, his thinking, far from our own. So it's us that will keep using the word of God to upgrade our thinking. I don't know if somebody gets what I'm saying. Too many people are missing out on what God has. I'm not like that. If God says something, I just take it. I'm not smart enough to be arguing with God. If he says it, I take it. Hallelujah. And the baptism of the Holy Ghost, aka speaking in tongues, is one of the mysteries that God gave believers to triumph on this earth. The original name is the baptism of the Holy Spirit, commonly known as praying in tongues or speaking in tongues. It's one of the things that God wants to use to hand you your victory in life. It's one of the ways or things that differentiates you from an unbeliever. It's one of the ways you know you have access to the supernatural. Without it, sir, I guarantee you, without being baptized in the Holy Ghost, you might never be able to fully realize your potential in God. Let's start from Matthew chapter 3, so that you will get a good view. Verse 11. Matthew 3, verse 11. The baptism of the Holy Spirit, aka praying in tongues, aka praying in the Spirit. Hello, somebody. When you hear praying in the Spirit, they don't mean that this prayer is touching you, pray in English and it's touching you. That's not what they mean. Praying in the Spirit literally means you are praying in a spiritual language. You are praying in a spiritual format. Somebody getting what I'm saying, sir? Matthew 11, look at it. This was John the Baptist talking. Remember that John the Baptist is a foreigner, was a foreigner for Jesus, and he started by baptizing people in water for repentance. Even Jesus himself came to be baptized by John the Baptist. But see what John the Baptist said. He said, I indeed baptize you with what? Water unto repentance. He said, but he that cometh after me is what? Mightier than I, whose shoes I am not even worthy to bear. He said, he shall do what? Baptize you with what? The Holy Ghost and with fire. He said, I'm baptizing you with water, but there is another baptism that you can't miss. John was advertising the other baptism. He said, this one of water is important too. You need it. He said, but there's somebody coming. He's mightier than me. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And with what? Fire. Some people just stopped at the water baptism. They've never been baptized with the Holy Ghost. They've never been baptized with fire. So that's why their Christian life is cold. If you have seen a car where in cold weather that has not worked for a while, it cannot start immediately. Especially if you are loading this car you have. No baptism of fire. And that's how many people's Christian lives are. And it now affects their whole life altogether. The life can't kick start. No baptism. You need to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. That is where your power lies as a believer. Now, if you notice, the word baptism, so you need to understand why it is baptism of the Holy Spirit. The word baptism is the Greek word baptizo. It means to immerse in water. That's why we teach you in this church, if they sprinkled you when you were young, that's not baptism. They were just doing a ceremony to try and tell you that one day, here you Pastor K, you and be baptized properly. This one is just to taste, It's not baptism. When they sprinkle you, that's not baptism. That's sprinkling. It's not baptism. The real word baptism, which is baptizo, it means to be immersed. It's from where they get the word submarine. You have to go under. You have to be immersed. That's how they baptize. That's why it was in the river. You go full length into the water. It must cover you. You are signifying the death, resurrection, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. So you must die. They are burying your old man, and you are resurrecting a new man. That's what it is. So when you are baptized with water, you are not sprinkled. You didn't drink it, just a few. You were immersed in it. So they were also trying to paint the picture that that's exactly what we need you to have in the Holy Ghost. When you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, you are immersed in it. Your flesh, your natural self, your nature, your old nature is all immersed in the Holy Ghost. And you arise a Holy Ghost-filled person, a new man. Is somebody getting this? You must be immersed. So when you become born again, you receive the Holy Spirit, but you are not yet baptized in the Holy Spirit. When you become born again, you already have a portion of the Holy Ghost. But you need to get filled and baptized and overflowing with the Holy Ghost. That one comes with evidence of speaking in tongues. That's how we know you are filled. Until that happens, you are not yet filled with the Holy Ghost. You have a measure of the Holy Spirit, but that is the only way you know you are filled with the Holy Ghost. So when you become born again, yes, you have the Holy Spirit, but you are not filled, you are not baptized. Where you are going to is to get baptized. Just getting a portion is part of it, just inside you is not enough. You need to be filled. When you are filled, it overflows. This is why you must go for journey class, understand these things. There are things God has given us that many of you are not tapping into. You are just, the difference between you and the guy that is an unbeliever is that you go to church, but no other difference. No, that's not what God intended. Look at Mark 16. Mark 16, verse 17. Mark chapter 16, verse 17. DJ, quickly. He says, and these signs, this was Jesus talking. He said, these signs shall follow who? He said, for every Christian that believes, these are signs that we should know you are a Christian. These are signs that will follow you naturally if you are a Christian. This is how we know you have had an encounter with Jesus. He said, these signs will follow them. He said, in my name, they will do what? That's number one. I see many Christians say, devil is the one, devil is chasing me. Ah, you don't know who you are. You are a devil chaser. Devil can't be chasing you. Wait till you chop. Have you seen a human being chasing a lion before? Lion is running, that human being is like, no. If lion look you, ordinary look, you will stay still. Satan is the one. You must, that's in journey class, there's a full class on believer's authority. Do you understand? Hey! When I learned believer's authority, oh my God. Hey! And you see, you can't hear these things enough. The way the things of spirit work, you must keep hearing and hearing, because faith comes by what? Hearing. So you must keep hearing until it enters you. Even when it has entered you, the word of God is always fresh. When it enters you again, to revive the thing inside you. When I got an encounter about the believer's authority, my prayer life changed. Since that time till now, I've never had me and Satan don't have any discussion. Do you know Satan knows people? Some of you don't know people. When those seven sons of Sceva were trying to cast out those demons, demons said, Paul, we know. Paul was not there. Was Paul there? Paul was not there. The demons were giving testimony. They say, Paul, we know. Jesus, we know. Was Jesus there? Demons, they know people that know themselves. They know people that know the authority. They say, Paul, we know. Jesus, we know. Say, who are you? We are not aware of your standing spiritually. Paul was not there. So the
Demons know people that know their own authority. So for you to not be saying, come out, Satan, leave me, come out. He knows you if you know yourself. He knows you. You don't have to introduce yourself. He knows. Everywhere Jesus went, you see demons saying, have you come to drive us for our time? They knew who he was. Because these two people I mentioned, Jesus and Paul, they were both filled with the Holy Ghost. So they were on fire. They were on fire. Hallelujah. Go for those journey class. So, he said, these signs, we follow people that believe. DJ, quickly. He says, in my name they will cast out devils. Next thing, what's next thing? They'll speak on your tongues. They'll pray in tongues. It's one of the signs that you're a believer. So they'll pray in tongues. They'll pray in tongues. How can you be a believer? You don't pray in tongues. Some people say, I only pray whenever you move me. Hopefully, throughout this month, we'll deal with all those funny thinking. So whenever you move me, it's just when I... You are the one that will speak with tongues. It's not tongues that will speak inside you. See, only when I'm in church and the prayer is very hot. I hear all kinds of things. I don't know where people get it from. This is why you must be discipled. There's a difference. We have many churchgoers, very few disciples. Many churchgoers. Anybody goes to church. From nightclubs, some people come direct. You know by their dressing that this one didn't even reach home. It just came from where they are coming straight. And we welcome you. Be coming like that. But one day you will get filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You'll be baptized in the Holy Ghost. So these signs, these are the signs that will follow those that are believers. He says, in my name they will cast out devils. He said they will speak with new tongues. Next verse. He says, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not what? Hurt them. He said they shall do what? Lay hands on the sick. You see that there was no budget that you will be the sick. They say you are the ones doing what? Lay hands on the sick. You are not the sick. I say you are not the sick. You are the one laying hands on the sick. A sick person can't be laying hands on the sick. You are not the sick. Somebody get what I'm saying? He said, these are the signs that you are a believer. You pray in tongues. You pray in tongues. Mande sokobaya. Lidro dasaka diriatosa. Jimanda li koradisata. Now this, we are ashamed of praying in tongues. We are ashamed of praying in tongues, even in church. It's one of the signs that you have come to where Christians are. Somebody get what I'm saying? One of the signs you have come to where drunkards are is that they are drinking. Are you here, somebody? This is one of the signs you have come to where Christians are because we are praying in tongues. Let me show you something. John chapter 14 and verse 17. There is a difference between the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and the infilling of the Holy Spirit. So like I said, when you become a Christian, when you become born again, you definitely have the Holy Spirit. You can't even become born again without the help of the Holy Spirit. So yes, when you become born again, when you give your life to Christ, you have already received a deposit of the Holy Spirit inside you. You have the Holy Spirit. But you are not yet filled. You are not yet baptized. Where we are going is that you baptize. It's like me drinking water and me swimming in an ocean. They are not the same. Does somebody get what I'm saying? Many Christians just drink glass of water. Drinking glass of water, does it make my whole body wet? No. Can I be swimming inside the glass of water I'm drinking? But when you are baptized, it means you are immersed fully in water. At that stage, you are no longer using your energy to move. The water is carrying you. Somebody gets what I'm saying? That's what it means by being baptized. This is, remove the top now. This is what many Christians have, infilling. I'm born again, they give you a glass of water. But being baptized or being filled is when you are immersed in water. So let's see it. He said, even the Spirit of truth. Do you see this? Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. The people of God don't know him. He says, but ye know him. See what it says. He does what? Dwelleth with you and shall what? Be in you. So for you to become born again at all, you have the Holy Spirit. You have him inside you. So don't get that wrong. You have the Holy Spirit, but you are not yet filled. You are not yet filled. Where God wants you to get to is where you are filled. I'll show you on the example now. Acts of the Apostles chapter 1 and verse 5. Acts of the Apostles 1 and verse 5. It says, for John, you see, so this was Jesus quoting that thing I read to you in Matthew. So you can see that it's not a joke. He said, for John truly baptized with what? Water. But you shall be baptized with what? The Holy Ghost not many days from now. So this was Jesus after he had resurrected and he appeared to them again. He was telling them that Paul baptized you with water. He said, but now, in a few days' time, you are going to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. See verse 8. Verse 8. It says, but ye shall receive what? Power. After that what? The Holy Ghost is come upon you. He said, you will receive a kind of power. And many Christians lack this power. Look, the Christian journey, God never intended that you do it in your own power. The whole idea is that he will give you his own power to live the Christian life. Without the power of the Holy Ghost, you can't do anything God tells you to do. It's beyond human power. He expects that you will depend on his power to obey him. Hallelujah. See 1 Corinthians 14. Or let me talk about Apostle Paul. One of the first things that happened to Apostle Paul was that he was filled with the Holy Ghost. After he was, when he was still Saul, he was going on his way to Damascus and Jesus appeared to him and he became born again and he became blind. One of the first things God did for him was to get him filled with the Holy Ghost. See Acts of the Apostles chapter 9, verse 17. Acts of the Apostles chapter 9, verse 17. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house and putting his hands on him, talking about Saul, and said, brother Saul, he said, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto you in the way as thou comest, has sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be what? Filled with the Holy Ghost. That's one of the first things God did for Paul. He said, no need to waste time. The first thing you need, now that you are born again, as you are praying for your eyes to be opened, next thing is that you need to be filled with what? The Holy Ghost. Because you can't even do what I'm calling you to do. Just praying only in English. Praying in English is too limited. Some of you, you see, I'll explain all this as we go on. Praying in English is consulting the person that caused the problem to solve the problem. That's why Nigeria is not yet good. We are still voting the people that caused the problem and appointing them to come and solve the problem that they've caused. They can't solve it. There's no way. They are the cause. So you are praying with your mind. Your mind has been making very bad decisions to bring you into trouble. Then you are consulting your mind to pray you out. What can he say? It will make another bad decision. That's why God gave us the ability to pray in tongues. That way we can pray beyond our own comprehension and pray the will of God. I will just read all these ones to you in the Bible as we go on. So the first thing they did to Paul was that they got him filled with the Holy Ghost so that he can pray in tongues. And see down the line, I like what has happened to him in 1 Corinthians 14 verse 18. See what has happened to Paul in 1 Corinthians 14 verse 18. DJ, quickly. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 18. See what Paul said. Paul said, I thank my God, what? I speak in tongues more than all of you. Ha. From Acts 19, he received the Holy Ghost by Corinthians. He said, I speak in tongues more than you all. That's one of his secrets of his greatness. Paul wrote about 2/3 of the New Testament. One of the greatest apostles that ever lived. His secret, he said, I pray in tongues more than all of you. You just do when he moves you. You pray it only when he moves you. You pray it only when you're in church. He said, I pray in tongues
more than you all. The same Paul said, what am I going to do? He said, I will pray in the spirit and I will pray in the understanding. He said, I will sing in the spirit and I will sing. That's the secret. That's the secret there. He said, I pray in tongues more than you all. While you are still complaining, I pray in tongues. While you are still grumbling, I pray in tongues. While you are still sleeping, I pray in tongues. Are you here, somebody? And the beauty of praying in tongues is that you can pray in tongues while you are doing anything. As you are driving, you can be praying in tongues. Mondolo sotoko babrada. Sekede okada. Be careful. Jantala kadede bos. Utaya. Zika balo dobo robo soko robo ya. Lebo loko Are you here, somebody? Hallelujah. So I pray in tongues more than you all. You can be where there are people and be praying in tongues under your breath, man. And they're always in their time, but you are praying in tongues. You are building up yourself. Hallelujah. You are charging up yourself. I pray in tongues more than you all. I pray in tongues more than you all. That was his secret. A Christian that prays in tongues can never be stranded, can never lack direction. Are you here, somebody? You can never lack inspiration when you pray in tongues. So I pray in tongues more than you all. See 1 Corinthians 14 verse 5. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 5. It says, I would that all of you speak with tongues. He said, my desire is that all of you will speak in tongues. I want all of you to speak in tongues. I want all of you to speak in tongues. Next week, when we go into the misconceptions about praying in tongues, because many people that you talk to that don't pray in tongues, you'll find that they have many things blocking their mind. Which these things are not biblical, but I don't know where they get it from. That, oh, it's not everybody that should pray in tongues. Or, it's when you pray in tongues, you must understand it. Oh, there are many things. I'm gonna deal with them next week, next Sunday. So that you will see from the Bible that whoever told you that thing told you rubbish. Because it's not in the Bible. Are you here, somebody? Paul said, I wish all of you prayed in tongues. Glory to God. One more. 1 Corinthians 14. Verse 39. 1 Corinthians 14, 39. Mandero soto bobro de boshika. He says, wherefore, brethren, he said, covet to prophesy and do what? Forbid not to speak with tongues. Said, yeah, desire to prophesy, that's great. But say, don't forbid to speak in tongues. I want all of you to pray in tongues. So I thank God I pray in tongues more than all of you. But I want you to also rise up and be praying in tongues. Are you here, somebody? Man de soku barada. Jila pratos kotaria de sona mankrida. Yaba brode kozata bradikazata. Rida basuta mambradesa. If you came from a Catholic background, can I tell you that Mary, mother of Jesus, prayed in tongues? So if you are not aware, Mary, mother of Jesus, prayed in tongues. So how can you go and hide yourself and not miss out praying in tongues? Somebody said, where did she pray in tongues? Oh, in Acts of the Apostles, when they said the 120 people gathered, the first time the Holy Ghost ever came, Mary was amongst them, sir. She was there. DJ, you can bring it up on the screen. Let somebody see. Somebody I've never seen before. Mary, the mother of Jesus. Shakata laba. Mokora dasika laba. She prayed in tongues. Mama, my mother prays in tongues. My mother in the village. She prays in tongues. She prays in tongues. My mother in the village. She prayed in tongues. She was first in religion like most of us. She was just going to one Orthodox church. We were born Anglicans and all that. That's great. I'm not against them. We were not born again. That's the truth. All of my mother was going. You're not born again. When we became born again, my mother too became born again. There's a difference. She knows. Ask her now. She prays in tongues. So the reason why you don't know God, that's because you've not had a personal experience with God. Everything you know about God, somebody told you. When you encounter God for yourself, nobody can convince you. Everything you know is somebody told you. Don't know him for yourself.
Praying in tongues is one of your first encounters with the Holy Ghost for yourself. Masotoya. Radebakusa. Ikababoladisa. Glory to God.
DJ, can you find the scripture where they mention the people that were gathered in the...
So the Bible was referring to that. He told them, look, don't go anywhere. Stay here until you be baptized or filled with the Holy Ghost. He said, this...
I want where they mentioned the... Okay. Is it there? Okay.
He said, this all continues one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and what?
You see that? I'm not the one that said it. It's there. You know, you don't read the Bible, but it's there. You know, because people tell me, I'm a Catholic. My brother, is there Catholic in the Bible? You're either a Christian or not a Christian.
Go down. Somebody told you, the difference between Christianity and religion is that religion, somebody passes it to you. In Christianity, you see it in the Bible. If nobody's arguing, you can see it. Go in Christian, you tell God that my uncle, it's my uncle that told me this thing. That, you can't tell God that. You have to show him in the Bible. What is his word? God will judge you by his word, not by somebody's word. That person telling you that he too will stand there too, on attention. He can't even defend you. He's trying to defend himself. Because people defend their religion more than anything. Me. That thing you're calling yourself, is that what God call you? Is that what God call you? Because if you see some people use stars, they use astronomy to defend it. I'm Taurus. I'm Aquarius. A Christian. You're a born again. You say Aquarius. What's another one that they have? All those things. Eh? Some people say they are cancer. My sister, if you know what cancer is, you will reject it. You are cancer. People are trying to remove cancer. You are cancer. Complete. As a Christian, your identity comes from the Word of God. And if you know anything about the Word of God, one of the things God said we should not even do is that don't be reading stars. Don't be reading those things. You can't be allowing the elements dictate who you are. So you say you are Aquarius. How can you, a born again Christian, say you are Cancer, you are Aquarius, you are Gemini, you are this? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You can't be reading stars. Because the moment you say you are Aquarius, any newspaper or whatever you open, and they start writing what Aquarius is, you'll be claiming it. And God has been writing about you in the Bible, you didn't claim it. Well, on that human being, just look at star and call you something, you carry it. The Aquarius, we don't have sense. Aquarius, they are angry. Aquarius are gifted. And that's what you are believing. That's what you are following. A born again Christian. Do you know your identity comes from what God says you are? That's what you take. Only what God says you are. Let's go back to what we're reading, Jerry. So, whether you are born in a Catholic family or a girl family, that's fine. I'm not arguing with you. But rise up to the Word of God. Grow to follow God's Word. That's how you know you are growing. In religion, you just follow what they tell you. You don't even care whether it's in the Bible or not. But your Bible is the standard. Not any, if I tell you anything that is not in the Bible, please throw it away. If me, Pastor Kingsley Okonkwo Chukwuka. Some of you have not heard my Igbo name before. Today you have heard it. So you can now go and tell the word. If I tell you something that is not in the Bible, please throw it away, because in heaven I will deny you. Because then I'll be trying to save my own head first. Are you here, somebody? If I teach you something not in the Bible, please, I beg you now, because I will use this sentence against you in the court of law. If I tell you any rubbish that is not based on the Word of God, please discard it. And so for any other person telling you rubbish. If it's not in the Bible, throw it away. Because it doesn't matter. It's an opinion. So some people defend other people's opinion and see their life. I'm born into this. My sister, relax. That religion or that denomination cannot save you. Only Jesus saves. So you must know what the Bible is saying for yourself. So look at it here. It says, this all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women. And Mary, the mother of Jesus. He said, and with his brethren, all Jesus' brothers got filled with the Holy Ghost. He said, and in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of disciples and number of other things, about 120. And if you read down, the Bible says, when the Holy Ghost came on them, all of them were filled. DJ, bring that up. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and prayed in tongues. Mary, the mother of Jesus, prayed in tongues. She prayed in tongues. She prayed in tongues. She prayed in tongues. What's your excuse? If the mother of Jesus prayed in tongues, you are just the brother of Jesus and the son of Jesus. What's your excuse, sir? Look at it. I want... what are you reading, my brother? I want... Where the Holy Ghost came down. One... Is it... Okay. You don't know what I'm talking about. So he said the Holy Ghost came as cloven tongues of fire. So it tallies with what they said, that he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with what? Fire. Look at it. He said, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of what? Fire. And he sat upon what? Each of them. Look at this. And they were all what? Filled. Please, take note. They were all what? Filled. Before that time, they already had the Holy Spirit. But they had it like I drank water. In just normal dose. It was this day that they got filled for the first time. They were never filled. They had it though. They had the Holy Spirit. He was inside them. For you to be born again, you must already have the Holy Spirit. The moment you become born again, there's a deposit inside you, but you are not filled. Look at it here. It says, so he sat on them and they became filled with the Holy Ghost. And what? I can't hear you. And they began to do what? Speak other tongues. As the Spirit did what? Gave them utterance. They began to speak with other tongues. Oh, good point. It's not that you conjure, bring, deliver that scripture. It's not that you conjure it up. The Holy Ghost will give you utterance. So we don't just think of anything and be saying, you know, that's not what we are doing. It's not drama. That's not what happens. Some people think, oh, you'll be saying rubbish. Some people think you learn it. That they will teach you, say, ba, ba, la, la, ba, ba, ba. Some people think that's what we are doing. No, my brother, no. Sorry for your misunderstanding. The Holy Ghost will give you utterance. It will give you utterance. So it's coming from within you. The Holy Spirit will give you utterance. Mandele Osota. Libra de Kesete. Said the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. They were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to pray in tongues. They were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to pray in tongues. They were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to pray in tongues. So you see that there. So that's why when we read that Paul was filled with the Holy Ghost, you should know what they were referring to. They were filled with the Holy Ghost and they began to pray in tongues. They were filled and began to pray. What actually happens is this. When you are filled with the Holy Ghost, when a glass is filled, what happens to the glass? It pours out. That pouring out is the praying in tongues. Do you understand? When you are filled to the brim and it begins to pour out, the way the Holy Ghost pours out is by expressing itself with praying in tongues. Hallelujah. We'll continue next week with some misconceptions about the Holy Spirit. Some misconceptions about the Holy Spirit. Things that are stopping people from praying. They say it's a gift for a special few. We will look at all those things. Say, you must understand what you're saying. Pastor, I agree with you. But you must understand what you're saying. We'll read Bible. Leave what somebody passing by told you. Read Bible for yourself. Say, Pastor, what if an evil spirit enter you? Thank you, spirit dictator. We'll read Bible. See, the Bible is complete. I said, the Bible is what? Complete. There is nothing you want to ask that is not addressed. Except the person teaching you doesn't know it, but it's inside that Bible. All your questions are answered. Somebody getting this? So we'll go into that. But if you are here and you don't hear praying in tongues, register for the journey. Register for our believers class. They'll minister to you. They'll pray with you. Just like the way Ananias went and prayed with Paul. That's all they need to do. It's not, they don't teach it. When they pray for you, you'll be filled with the Holy Ghost and it will flow. Hallelujah. Can we take 1 or 2 minutes to pray in the Holy Spirit? Mande soto. You can rise to your feet if you like. Mahasakadaya. Rodosoko babrada sakadaya. Librada sakadu rodobo sakadaya. Labrada baka soto babrada sakadaya. Shala babrada seke deriaba. Limonda rada seke baladaya. Rapalada soka maya nederebosa. Shatala kradaba sota babradasa. Oh, mahana yalarabba. Come on, charge up yourself. Mantola bala kradaba sonaba. Shatalaraba mambroda boko sata. Libradaba maka satalaraba mosata. Rapala kasata laraba mabrada sata. Hey, borada sataya. Soka parada satalaraba. Librada sakatalaraba. Come on. Come on, pray the Holy Ghost. Can you feel the energy already? Masakatalaba bosata. Rekete karapa pala dasaka, moprata sakata rababasa, libabora tasaka talalaba, yiporata satalalaba ma blodas, kabababa, ikapala ba bobolo bokosa, ikatalalaba ma bolate sekede, shakapala dasata bala, rapala dasota balada. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus.
We're going to do something very quickly. If you are here and you don't pray in tongues, can you raise your hand? And you want to be prayed for today. You just want us to pray for you. We're going to do this in just 2 minutes. You are here, you don't pray in tongues, and you want us to pray with you right now in this service. Can I see your hand? Let me see your hand. Anybody like that? You want us to pray with you? Anybody? Good. Alright, keep your hand up. Please, if there's anybody near those people raising their hands that already prays in tongues, please hold their hand for me. If you are near them and you do pray in tongues, just hold their hands for me. Anybody? If you are near the person raising their hand, open your eyes and look around you. Make sure there's nobody around you. If there's anybody raising their hand around you, just hold that hand. Because you are going to pray with them. That's all. You are going to pray with them. Anybody here? If there's nobody that prays in tongues around that person? Don't be afraid. You don't have to be. It's not you. It's the Holy Spirit. No, you are using your own self to say, I'm not living right. No, if you pray in tongues, that's all. He will pass through you. Doesn't need your cooperation. All right. So, as you're holding hands with that person, and you that they are holding your hands, as we start praying again, you will feel an utterance inside you. Just open your mouth and let it flow. Don't hold it down. You will feel it coming from within you. It's an utterance of the Spirit to flow. So are we ready, everybody? Let's begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, I release grace upon everybody. Receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Mahandeli kalalaba. Lobrada sakadaraba. Lobrada sakadari kapabola des. Mambola das hakataria dabasot. Sheke barakato soko. Palakatalia daba broda sete. Sopaliata sota. Shaka pariatasa. Ika paporate soto paratis. Ah, mabola kadaya. Sumanadaya. Shilaba mumrada sakada. La broda sakataria nanaba. Ika talia bamorata sete. Soma brada sakataria. Soka pabrada sataraba. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give the Lord a big hand. Give the Lord a big hand.
We know you've been blessed by this message.
to order a copy of this message or any of our messages, you can call us on 080-777-14411 or 080-777-14412. Or you can visit our website on www.davidschristiancenter.org. David's Christian Center, home of victorious people.